Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
I'm just telling you that obedience is better than sacrifice. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. That eliminates every other option or idea that you have. I'm going to come to church enough. I'm going to read my Bible enough. I'm going to pray enough. I'm going to do all these things. He said, you cannot substitute any of that for a mustard seed of faith.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent Wednesday night sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This is By Faith, Part 1. Let's go into the message today.
Because the reason why ultra faith teachers and preachers have now had the rug pulled out from underneath them is because they put their faith in faith and they say to you, send me $1,000 vow and God will bless you. And you send $1,000 vow and you got an eviction notice because your faith was tied to nothing but a blessing, not suffering. But I submit to you tonight that faith comes through suffering first before the blessing comes. Pastor, I don't want to suffer. Neither do I. But guess what? You're going to have to go through some pain. In this world, you shall suffer persecution, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Faith is the currency of heaven. Like money is on the earth, faith is the currency of heaven. You exchange faith for what you need from God. But I've got to make sure that I'm not doing it as a sugar daddy, because that's what the message of faith in faith is. Have faith. I've heard it preached all of my life. Have faith in God. And everybody's going, faith. And you fall down on your face. And then you get somebody stands up and says, you know what? The problem is you didn't have enough faith. Problem. Here's the question. How much faith do you need? Jesus said, if you got a mustard seed size of faith, it's not about that it's a lone object out there. You got to work it all up and grow it for yourself. If you plant the seed, good seed, into good ground, then it has to come up a harvest inside of your life. Come on, somebody. Faith gives us confidence. Somebody say confidence. Confidence, 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 confidence. How confident are you in God? Let me ask you this. How, after all the suffering and things you've had to deal with, who was the one that was closer than a brother to you? Who was the one that never failed you? Who was the one who stood by you? Who was the one that was still standing there when you went with your full self that direction and had to make a turnaround and come right back to the same location? Thank God for Jesus. I said, thank God for Jesus. Because I've been a fool before. Come on, somebody. Any more fools in the house? Come on, wave your hand. You know, you may, and guess what? I might make an, oh, Pastor, I'm not a fool now. I'm going to tell you, don't call me no fool. Let me tell you something. It's a fool that says there is no God and we want to pound down on the atheist. But let me just say this to you. Every time you make a decision that takes you away from here, you're saying there is no God. That didn't cost you anything. So faith gives us confidence that what we hope for will happen. How do I know that? It's based on Jesus and what he's done on the cross, not based on how great a faith I've got. It's not based on how many people come to my church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We got pastors now that are quitting because they got a handful of people in there. It's not based upon numbers, Pastor. Now, numbers are people, and you want to reach out farther, and you want to gather the harvest, but do not measure yourself based upon what's happening in the pew. Preach the word. Yeah. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. And then let God do what he's going to do. Faith hopes when there's nothing tangible to support it, because there's going to be times when your faith feels like it's floating out there anywhere. But that's all the more reason why you got to keep it in the right location. I'm moving along. Faith that pleases God causes us to believe his promises even when what he promises seems impossible. You're looking at some impossible situations right now. This is because in that very first verse, faith is the evidence of things not seen. My faith is not some inanimate object. My faith is Jesus. In fact, he's the one who gave me the faith to give back to him. Oh my God, I could run right through on the top of those chairs all the way to back. Believers will activate the scriptural and spiritual sixth sense. Do you know you have that? It's called faith. Because everybody else is operating in this world through their human senses, their five senses, sight, smell, taste, sound, touch, all of that. But faith grabs a hold of evidences of things I cannot see. Through faith, we perceive the invisible. And look at verse number 2. He says this, for by it, by faith, let me go, I'm not trying to add anything to it, but just read this. So, for by faith in the finished work of the cross, the elders obtained a good report. Pastor, the cross was not an example. The cross was not in place whenever Abraham was there and when Isaiah and so forth and so on. What do you think that altar was when Abel pulled out? Who do you think Abel was representing? Come on, somebody. The cross, the altar, has always been. And from Genesis, look at Genesis 1:1. Everything, when you read Genesis 1:1, if you don't have faith to believe, close your Bible and walk away from it. Because in the beginning, God. Everything after that is by faith. That's the reason why you got people trying to pull out the rug from underneath it. No, we weren't created by God. We were some protoplasmic blob of slime in a slime pool somewhere that eventually grew a tail and some legs, and we crawled out on the edge of the water, and then we got up in a tree and swung by our tail, and we were all from our ancestor, the great gorilla. And finally, after our knuckles were worn down by dragging on the ground, we stood straight up and became a human being. I find it easier to believe. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and created man and woman, come on somebody, in the likeness of his image. Go to the doctor and take an x-ray. Look in your ear and look in your eye and then tell me that some big bang showed up and you were created with such precision. Such accuracy, such measure that we are on a planet spinning at hundreds of thousands of miles an hour right now, and we're not even dizzy. Plus, it's tilted just enough to make all of the climate control people go crazy, because when they say that Antarctica is going to melt down because of all the heat, God lets a north wind blow and freezes Northwest Florida and snow comes. You know why? Because God will never be outdone. Can we go a little deeper? I'll be done here in a minute. The Bible says, by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Look at your neighbor and tell him you want a good report. Come on, a good report, a good report. What does that mean? When we fully believe God's promises, the scripture says we gain God's good report or God's approval. It's not what you do that pleases God. It's what you believe. So by faith, pleasing God requires us to remember our faith. And then it also requires us to recognize God as creator. Verse number 3. You need to understand this. Through faith, we understand. I mean, the writer assumes that since you believe God, you understand that he is the creator. That the worlds, not world, not earth, worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. In that one verse, he summarizes all of creation and tells you who created it. Now, why is it important that you believe in God as the creator? Because that's where it all started. And if you don't put your faith in the fact that he's the creator and that line upon line, precept upon precept, that the Lamb of God was slain from the foundation, the creation of the world. So in the mind of God, the cross was already in place for the redemption of all of mankind, both back and forward. So God isn't making this stuff up as he goes. He didn't just say one day, hey, let's send Jesus down there and we'll let the Romans crucify him. He already had the Romans in place. He already had them paving the highways called the Roman roads so the gospel could get quicker. And in the fullness of time, the Bible says, God sent his son for the redemption of all mankind. This is powerful because by faith, the Bible says that the worlds were framed. And the Hebrew word here, created, is the term that is used here to denote the creation from nothing. So the writer in Hebrews is confirming the fact that the creator took nothing, breathed into it, and it became everything. Just a question. Have any of you done that lately? You're arguing with God over whether or not he's going to take care of you, deliver you, set you free, meet your needs, and all this worry and fear and all this torment that's going on inside of your mind that's inflicted also not only by yourself but by Satan himself. And yet he's the one who created everything out of nothing. The last time he had that conversation with somebody, Job was getting all mad at God, right to the edge of letting him have his mind. And God said, Job, shut up. Where were you when I threw the stars into space and started naming them? And where were you when the moon and the sun was put into place? Oh, I don't care that it was foggy today and you couldn't see the sunshine. Above that fog, above the mist, above the mystery, above the doubt and unbelief and all the things that are clouding your heavens, there is a sun that is shining, rest assured. I hurry. When God spoke, he not only created the matter, but he created the age as well. So under scientific examination, the universe he spoke into became the previous day, being the previous day, could legitimately then appear to be billions of years old. You believe in dinosaurs? Sure. I don't know exactly, and all of you that are in Brother John Taylor's class have got a handle on all this. You should get into that class, 24 hours to learn the Bible. You should get in that class because he studies this all in depth. But I'm just going to tell you, you believe in dinosaurs running around? I believe that the firmament was above and the firmament beneath. And in that aquarium of creation, things grew to enormous amounts. I can take you to Guatemala today, and they've got watermelons the size of the back end of a pickup truck. Dinosaurs? I have no problem believing in dinosaurs. You got their bones, their fossils, and all that kind of stuff laying down there. I don't know exactly how much time he gives us age. How do you know that? Because when Adam was created and put inside of the garden, he had to be old enough to sustain life, not born into that garden as an infant. So age is what God is speaking of. That's another whole story. I'm sorry, I got way off there. So the issue then, when we're looking at this, the issue is not faith in knowledge. It's faith, for me, in the finished work of the cross. It's not faith in faith, and it's not faith in knowledge. Come on, somebody. It's faith in the finished work of the cross, because knowledge will only get me what knowledge will get me, but Christ gives me everything.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Join us March 15th at 6 p.m. here at Pace Assembly for Prophecy Files with guest Perry Stone. This event is free and open to the public.